far end of the box. But even when the tunnel was as long as his arm, he still couldn't feel the other side. Once again, he tried pulling it out, but it was firmly in the ground. If he pulled too hard, he feared, he'd cause a cave-in. He knew that when he was ready to pull it out, he would have to do it quickly, before the ground above it collapsed. As his tunnel grew deeper and wider and more precarious, Stanley was able to feel latches on one end of the box and then a leather handle. It wasn't really a box. "I think it might be some kind of metal suitcase," he told Zero.
The tunnel that Stanley is building is precarious, which means shaky and unstable. Stanley had better be careful. He's definitely found something here. What do you think it could be? Keep reading the paragraph near the middle of page 202, which begins, "Can you pry it loose?"
"Can you pry it loose with the shovel?" Zero suggested. "I'm afraid the side of the hole will collapse." "You might as well give it a try," said Zero. Stanley took a sip of water. "Might as well," he said. He forced the tip of the shovel between the dirt and the top of the metal case and tried to wedge it free. He wished he could see what he was doing. He worked the end of the shovel back and forth, up and down, until he felt the suitcase fall free. Then he felt the dirt come piling down on top of it. But it wasn't a huge cave-in. As he knelt down in the hole, he could tell that only a small portion of the earth had collapsed. He dug with his hands until he found the leather handle, and then he pulled the suitcase up and out of the dirt. "I got it!" he exclaimed. It was heavy. He handed it up to Zero. "You did it," Zero said, taking it from him. "We did it," said Stanley.